Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is the director of Holy Cross Retreat Center in Mesilla Park, Father Tom Smith. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Emily.
You're welcome. I understand that the patron saint for Holy Cross Retreat Center is St. Francis of Assisi.
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit more about him. He's the ecology patron as well?
That's right. He was a man who had a great love for all of creation and was able to see God's hand in the stars and the sun, the moon and the earth, the water and everything. Wrote a canticle of creatures, very beautiful. And he was made the patron of ecology about 30 or 40 years ago when that became more of an issue. And it's become even more significant as Pope Francis has been talking about the ecology and the climate more recently.
Now, Holy Cross Retreat Center has been in Mesilla Park for how long? Or it's been a retreat center. The building was there longer.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about how long it's been there.
The house was built in 1912 and 1913. It's a large adobe home, 14 rooms, built by a man who came from California. And then through the years, different families lived there, completing with the Fountain family. In 1954, they decided they didn't need the large house, and it was sold to a group of Franciscans from California, Santa Barbara, California, who then erected the retreat center buildings, with the first retreat being in 1957, in the fall of 57.
That's almost 60 years.
That's right.
And what's new at the center?
Well, the thing we're most excited about this year is we've built a new chapel. Starting almost 60 years ago when they built it, there was an idea to have a large chapel, but it never was constructed at the initial phase, and it kept being put off for one reason or another. And just in the last few years, we've been able to raise the money, and we have a beautiful, beautiful chapel designed by a man named Deacon Bob Brotherton. And it's an excellent, beautiful spot. And what we do is we use it for all the groups who come there. It seats up to 200 people and a little more, and has lots of windows in it, lots of beautiful artwork. Fascinating place.
So when was the opening for the or the grand unveiling?
The chapel was dedicated February 22nd of 2015. Bishop Cantu from Las Cruces and Bishop Seitz from El Paso, Texas came to join us together for a very special dedication that day, an anointing of the altar and of the church.
Over 200 people fit into the chapel, but it's also used with your retreats. And tell us more about the retreats.
Sure. We have lots of groups who come there, at least one group every weekend, often two or three, and people during the week as well. Some of the groups will be up to 90, even 100 people, and they'll have presentations, mostly prayer kind of events of some sort on the weekends to renew their own spiritual life and to enrich their own faith life and action. Others are smaller groups that could be, you know, of any particular style. There are also planning groups who come. There are students and faculty from New Mexico State University who come to do their planning. We have organizations and nonprofits for the most part in the area who come there because they're looking for a tranquil setting where they can work and reflect without interruption.
Non-denominational
as well as Catholic. We're primarily a Catholic retreat center, but we welcome others as well.
Now, there's something else that was developed near the chapel, these walks and labyrinths. Tell me about the outdoor rosary walk.
Right. We put a nice landscaping design around the outside of the chapel, and as we were doing that, some of the people came up with some new ideas that I hadn't considered. One of them was a rosary walk within the Catholic tradition. Mary is seen as a significant person, as a mother of Jesus, and there's a meditation called the Rosary where we say certain prayers. And many people do it on their own or in their home or whatever. Lots of groups who come there like to use it as well, either as a group or individuals. So we have a series of stones, around 50 of them in a circle, and others in between them, where people can stand as individuals, where you can walk and pray together. It's on the east side of the chapel, so you get the early morning sun, which is just beautiful. There's a nice image of Mary there and many symbols and plants. It's really a very, very, very beautiful and prayerful space. And then next to that, we have something called a labyrinth. Not as many people will be familiar with that, perhaps. It goes back almost 3,000 years when it was developed in other traditions as well as the Catholic tradition. And in Europe, it was a substitute for a long pilgrimage to the Holy Land, which had been Israel area. People couldn't travel that far, so they would go to one of the cathedrals, and they would walk this special design, trying to reflect on their own spiritual journey and their own personal life. It's been copied in various places, and we have now one outside there in a very tranquil spot for individuals to come and use and to find a sense of where they're being led.
Is this a unique design, or is it a copy from another labyrinth?
No, it's one that we found from other places. It's a little bit unique in that it's set into three spaces or three sections, sort of like the Trinity, but it's not a new design.
And how long does it take to walk through the labyrinth?
It can vary. Some people walk very slowly. It might take them 15 minutes or so, 15 or 20 minutes. If someone walks a little faster, it could be less than that. But it's at their own person's own pace. It's really, I've found that as people find out that we have it, there are more and more people coming just to take that space, especially in the evening or in the morning during the summertime. It's very pleasant there.
So the 100-year-old adobe home with its antique furniture, is this part of the retreat center that people use, or is that like a museum setting?
It is actually now our offices primarily. It used to be bedrooms, of course, and a kitchen, dining room, and those sorts of things. And we have two rooms that are set up with antique furniture in them, from 120, 125 years old, a piano and a table from Japan, a mirror from France, and a clock from Switzerland. So there's a number of pieces there. But the rest of the building is used for offices for the retreat center, and there's a nice atrium in the center, which is used for gatherings of various kinds.
You do charge for some of the retreats, but a lot of times you don't. So how are you able to raise funds?
Most of it comes from people who bring a group there, anywhere from 20 people to 80 people, 90 people, and they stay overnight, and they would like us to prepare the meals for them. So they pay for that. And because we're able to keep the center pretty full on the weekends, that provides us income. We also have a foundation, the Holy Cross Retreat Foundation, that was set up about 40 years ago that assists us. And then we have a festival every summer, Festival of Fine Arts, that also provides some income for us.
And the festival is coming around the corner, the weekend before Labor Day. And when was the first festival, do you recall?
There was a man named Father Marcos who started it about 18 or 20 years ago. And then there was a brief break, and now it's been the 11th year since it's been restarted.
Mm-hmm. So it's the Franciscan Festival of Fine Arts, and this year will be held on September 5th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., September 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And your poster this year features St. Francis and St. Clair. It's a retablo by Margarito Mondragon. Now, St. Clair, tell me the affiliation with St. Francis and St. Clair. You see them together a lot.
That's right. St. Clair was actually about 6 years younger than St. Francis. But she saw that when he changed his life from a rather fun-loving young adult who had a father who was willing to pay for many things, to see that he was called by God to live a simple life and to serve the poor, especially the lepers. And she was deeply impressed by his love for the gospel and wanted to change her life as well. So she left her noble family and formed a group of women who live in contemplative prayer, what we call the Poor Clares, and lives a very simple life in community, and they continue to be a very strong addition and part of the Franciscan fraternity.
And where is this order here in New Mexico?
The Poor Clares are in Roswell, New Mexico. The men Franciscans live in several places throughout New Mexico, in the southern area here, but then also up in Albuquerque and in Roswell and other places.
Going back to the festival, you'll have about 80 artists, some live music, and do you have some featured artists?
In the artists, we have a number of them. A guy named Russell Mott has brought his pottery there, does very well. Margarito Mondragon, whom you mentioned with the retablos, has been a santero for many years, very beautiful. We have people who do jewelry. Craig Bullock isn't one of those. We have people who do paintings, some what they call plein air painting outside, others inside. A wide variety of styles.
And what about musicians?
Yes, there's Randy Granger is the one that seems to be most popular. He's a fascinating musician. And we have two stages, one in the center around a gazebo, which is kind of in the middle of all the artists, play nice light music while people are walking around during the day. We have another stage under the trees where we have a beer and wine garden and have another group or person there singing so that people can sit and relax and have something to eat or something to drink and listen to music in either location.
There's something special about the beer garden and wine. Tell me about that.
Well, we're trying to keep sort of the religious theme for the beer. We invited the Benedictines from Christ in the Desert near Abiquiu, New Mexico. They have called Abbey Brewing, and they make monk's ale. And it's really very good, very unique type of beer. They bring that down, and they serve that. And then we have a winery called Sombra Antigua, which is here near just south of us. And they will be serving the wine that day.
Who's the other musician that is going to be featured?
Ray Duran will be one of them.
Gypsy Gitano.
That's right. Actually, Ray sets up the group, and I'm not sure who else he has this year.
Now, there's always a usual silent auction with a lot of donated beautiful gifts.
That's right.
And a raffle. Now, enchiladas you're having this year. Did you have that last year?
Yes, we've had them for a couple years. We have a group of women who cook for us there, excellent, fine Mexican cooks who make all kinds of things. But one of the favorites is enchiladas, the red enchiladas. And we serve them on both Saturday and Sunday, beginning around 11 o'clock, 10:30 or 11, until late afternoon or when we run out, sometimes into the evening. And then we also have something called paella, which is a dish from Spain that we're making a special
dish. Is that something new for the festival?
Yeah, that's something a little bit new. And it takes a little bit more time to make it. And that will be a limited serving. We're only making a couple of the large pans of that. So you have to come around noontime and hope you get there for that.
Both Saturday and Sunday or
that's
just
correct.
On one?
Yeah, both days.
And to find out more information, they can also visit your website, franciscanfestival.org, or to call your offices at 575-524-3688. Now, you're located in Mesilla Park, and what is the address?
600 Holy Cross Road in Mesilla Park. It's about 2 miles south of University Avenue on Main Street, and you turn left. Or if you're coming from El Paso, just come up and take the exit for, Valley Drive, I believe it's called. Turn left and then turn left on Main Street and come in that way. Now, we'd be happy to have you there. It's a large piece of property, 90 acres, lots of pecan orchards around the edge, nice serene atmosphere, lots of shade trees as well.
Well, thank you very much, Father Tom Smith, Director of Holy Cross Retreat Center, for telling us about the annual Franciscan Festival of Fine Arts and especially about the new chapel ready to use with unique architecture and original artwork.
This festival will be the weekend before Labor Day, Saturday, September 5th, and Sunday, September 6th. We'll be happy to have anyone come, whether just for a visit on your own for the festival or to come and pray with us. Thank you very much, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.